We met a local group, Burtonport Action Group, there recently. They came into our electoral area meeting, and it's something, again, I have to commend these groups and Development Association coming in to meet us as local councillors, and they were very, very well received. They had a very professional plan. But one of the items they had on the agenda was the lack of registered accommodation within our area, and regretfully, we don't have registered B&Bs there anymore. And from the discussion that took part when I put that motion up, and very grateful to the council from different parts of Donegal who supported it, that seems to be the situation in a lot of other places, because one of the councillors there spoke of somebody putting up a B&B sign, and within a number of weeks then they got a knock at the door to say that they were, you know, putting on a water meter or whatever. I do believe, and you take West Donegal at the moment, we are struggling to survive there. We have a lot of new ventures there. And, of course, there's none, I suppose, more important than the opening of the new museum in Dunloe there of Daniels. And, again, I have to warmly welcome, I believe, the reopening of Ossinarossan this weekend. But the situation, we have very, very good restaurants, good quality food, but we don't have a lot of accommodation.
And do you believe that this is because there are too many blocks or it's too expensive for people to open up their homes as businesses, as B&Bs?
I feel that could be. I always like to be positive and not to be, because it's very easy being negative at all stages, is because when people are listening to interviews like that, they're wondering what type of county you have as well. But I do believe if anything can be done on a short-term basis to encourage people at least to give this a trial. It costs a fair bit of money, Greg, to upgrade your house. There's no good going into a B&B now unless up the full standard in that, and I do believe we need it, because we can have all these other attractions in the world, and we have again in Donegal or islands, of course,
so a major one. But as you mentioned, the water rates issue, is it a case then that the council needs to have waivers in place for certain charges that they would be putting on these B&Bs to allow them to establish at a lower cost?
Yeah, well, I believe that there'll be a further study done of it after the day's meeting. The executive of the council, who I always admire for their work, will look at all these situations. And what I would like to do is, rather than, I suppose, what they call nail somebody immediately, is to give people, I do believe, even in hotel trade or any other type of business, shops, factories, whatever, people always need a chance to start. You need to get encouragement and so on and so forth. And I believe if we could give people like that for the first couple of years to see how they do, because, mind you, there's a lot of businesses, Greg, as we unfortunately know, are not successful all the time. But I think they're entitled to a trial basis. They're people with an initiative and with something to try and look after themselves or to help their family circumstance or whatever it may be. And secondly, I do believe that when you're coming into a beautiful county like here in Donegal, that we need to have adequate facilities to cater for the many tourists. And finally, I'd just like to commend our mayor, Councillor McBride, because of many things that man has done over the last year. I think the first thing, you were there the day he became mayor, he put that forward as his number one item, was tourism. And I think he followed that, and he tried very, very hard.